Renee Kapoor-Savitar. So grateful to be here celebrating Oe Footstep's 7th birthday. I have so much love for this fellowship in general, but also this intergroup. I happen to be the chair of Oe Footsteps. I have been for the last 3.5 years. And I really found my home here in OA Footsteps. I had been to OA before, 3 times prior to coming back in 2020. And when I got back here in 2020, in November of 2020, I got a sponsor pretty quickly and I asked her, what do I need to do things differently? I need to do whatever I can do to stay. What is some things I can do to grow roots here? And she said to do service. And when I got here, I was a very broken person. I am a very severely disabled person. I have a neuromuscular disease and I was on a ventilator full time when I got here because of my weight gain. I was 5 feet tall if I could stand, and I weighed over 300 pounds. And I was not living. I was just existing. I was waiting to die. And I got tired of doing that and I wanted to live. So when I came to OA, I was looking for hope and I found it here. I went did a million different meetings. I was probably going to 5 or 6 meetings a day, literally, because it's middle of COVID and Zoom meetings opened up my whole world. And I started noticing I was going to Footsteps meetings over and over again. And then I just kind of built my schedule around the Footsteps meetings. And when I found my sponsor, she told me what I could do to stay. And she said, give service and not thinking. I'm a disabled person. What can I do? Because back in the day, you I don't know, stacked chairs, and when you go to physical meetings or in-person meetings, passed out literature, passed out of phone lists. I can't do any of that. So I thought, what can I do? But because of the magic of Zoom, there were a lot of things that I found out that I could do. But she said, give service. So I did. I started giving service at a women's meeting. There was a women's meeting on Footsteps at 3 p.m. Eastern every Monday. And I made a commitment. The commitment was for 6 months for that meeting. I started being a newcomer greeter and a spiritual bouncer is what we call security now. I had no idea what I was doing. I was a newcomer myself. But it was what was open, and it just happened to be the group conscious like the next day. So I spoke up and said, I'll do it. Even though I didn't want to, it scared me. I just did it. That really started my service with OA, just that simple service. As soon as I was 30 days abstinence, I started giving service at the intergroup meeting. And I did that for several months. And that's when the chair of the intergroup tapped me on the shoulder and said, I think you would be a great secretary. I'm like, I didn't think I could do anything like that. I honestly didn't know that I could do anything, any kind of service in that capacity, until somebody told me that I could. And she gave me permission to do it by asking me. And even though I didn't have the year absence at the time, the intergroup waived that. I became the intergroup secretary. And within 6 months, I was the chair of the intergroup. And my service just grew from there. I don't know that if I had landed in another service body, that the same things would have happened. But some just gave me an opportunity to find my way. I was still so new. I still consider myself new. I've been in this program for 5.5 years, and I still feel, well, not quite 5.5, but I still feel new. Like I'm still learning all the time. But I feel like Footsteps was so special because there were the people here that my higher power led me to that fostered this sense of community and service in me that I didn't know was there. I was the type of mom that I didn't want to be the PTA mom or the room mom. I just didn't do that kind of stuff. I didn't do things like give service at church. I didn't do that. So finding myself in the position of giving service anywhere was kind of mind blowing to me. But it turns out it's exactly what I needed. I needed to do that because I needed to stay. And there were days where I would not show up for myself because I was just, I don't know, having a day or too exhausted or feeling like I just couldn't do it one more second. But I would show up for you. And that's what kept me going. And at these OA Footstep spaces, I've grown up in OA and I've grown up in my spirituality walk. And I have met the most amazing people that I call family, that I absolutely love, and that I know love me too. That's big for me because I am the kind of person that feels like nobody cared about anything that I said, that I was just kind of there. But I don't feel that here. I have felt in this intergroup that I found a place that I belong where I've never felt like that anywhere else in my life. No other space in my entire 55 years of life have I felt like I belong more than I do here and accepted and respected and cared about. I mean, my husband is great and he treats me well, but I just mean, as a whole. And this is my home and I love this intergroup so much. I mean, I love OA in general, but OA Footsteps gave me opportunities that I don't think I ever would have got anywhere else. There was a fellow that was on the board years ago that really took her time to teach me things that I never would have learned anywhere else. And I am eternally grateful to her for that. I owe her a lot. And the way that I give back and pay that debt back is I help others and I give service. I just continue to do that. I don't take those gifts for granted. And I have just kind of found my calling in life, I think, is helping others is something that I've always wanted, but I didn't know I could do. And I'm just so grateful to be here. I love being on the board of OA Footsteps. It's given me an opportunity to serve at the virtual region and at World Service, which were amazing experiences. I have done things I didn't know I was capable of and really pushed myself, but I didn't do it alone. I had people that were by my side helping me along the way, and I was helping them at the same time. So I have nothing but love and respect and warm, fuzzy feelings for OA Footsteps and all of the amazing people that I've met because of it, because of the service that I do. Because the meetings that I attend. And I've found recovery that has changed my life in the best way. I mean, I've had some health challenges this last couple of years. I got COVID in well, 2 years ago. And that really did a number on me. And I have to use my ventilator again quite often. That's why I'm off camera. Well, you see my little avatar. And I gained some weight back because of hospital stays and medications and things out of my control. I'm telling you what, reconciling weight gain with abstinence has been challenging, but I've gotten through it because I've had this program to help me do it. And that those words of my sponsor that my weight's none of my business. And that's not what this is about. It's not what I'm here. I'm here to get rid of the insanity of compulsive eating, of compulsive food behaviors, which I am grateful for, and I have done that. So there's been a lot of challenges, ups and downs in recovery, but the constant has been you and my meetings and the service that I get to give. God, I have to. I get to do it. I'm so grateful for that. So I see my time is up, and I am so grateful that you are all here. Thank you for being a part of my recovery. I love you all. And again, my name is Renee, and I am also a veganer and very grateful to be here.